Where to start? I really feel this is where the cause I signed up for. Trying to better yourself, all that jazz. Regardless, I feel the need to explain this, and I don't know, maybe there is no point.
It's running.
Yeah, this is still running. Good. Yep. I don't know that this trip is going to go anywhere. How's that saying go? Won't make your dick bigger, won't make your life longer, and it sure as hell won't get you drunk, so it can't be worth much of a damn. I'll get drunk, I suppose, but that's not the point. What is the point? I never got why they have shaving cream pies to hit people with. Wouldn't you use whipped cream so they could eat it afterwards? I mean, that's just a double dick move. Not only did you not bring food, but you threw it at them, you know. It'd be like hitting someone with a turkey made out of rocks. But I digress. This is a weird trip. Character. Typically that's a sign of someone about to go missing or die, but hopefully I'll do neither. But I feel it's necessary to note that on the off chance this is my last, week or so on Earth, I never stopped caring. I never stopped trying. I've always believed in the fantastic possibilities of this country. But only for those willing to endure. There are so many people out there who are just too... It's not weakness. It's a lack of drive. It's a lack of ambition. So easy to be content, to settle for less. That's the antithesis of the American dream. 36 years ago, Hunter S. Thompson defined it as not only admitting the death of the dream, but almost ratifying it, almost welcoming it. It seems as if we're not up to the big challenges. As individuals, occasionally as societies, but in individuals, it's a common trait. This lazy, accepting mid-card belief. Shit, I hit the doorknob. Oh well. But I demand better of myself. And if this is my last will and testament, you know that tomorrow I'm going to walk into Chicago with my boots on.
That's me.
Sorry.
I'm Tony's brother. Sorry, didn't mean to start you.
I'm just dictating to a voice recorder here. My bad. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I did hit the button. I made a terrible fool of myself with the neighbors. While standing on the porch, I backed into the doorbell and woke them up. Oh well. I think I'm gonna have a drink. I'll call it at that. Becky, if this ends up on your desk for some reason, know that I did it under great duress.